Did I not tell you that Dave Alvin would make a second appearance in my program? Yeah, that's him performing with the Knitters, doing Steppenwolf's Born to be Wild. Would you believe Hermann Hesse, who wrote the novel Steppenwolf back in, I think it was like 1927, from which the band took their name. He was actually born, now it's yesterday, but July 2nd, 1877. Before that, how about some Conway Twitty from 1973? That song was released 47, 48 years ago yesterday. You've never been this far before, which is kind of a really, really creepy song. And it's also creepy to know that it was the song of the year. It was the song of the year back in 1973. Some Greenbrier Boys. Greenbrier Boys doing the first version. Michael Nesmith of the Monkees wrote it. The Stone Ponies had a small hit out of it, but different drum. That was the original version. Ralph Rinsler of the Greenbrier Boys died back in 1994 on July 2nd. He was a mandolin player, if you were unaware of that. And one thing, you know what I didn't know and I learned about the Greenbrier Boys as I was kind of doing some research, Eric Weisberg, who passed away a year ago in March at the age of 80. Eric Weisberg, you may know from Dueling Banjos. That was like the big hit he had. Well, he was an original member of the Greenbrier Boys, but never actually recorded anything with them before he had left the band. And then the man in black himself, Johnny Cash, starting off the entire set with his version of Mr. Garfield, who was shot 140 years ago. That is yesterday as well. Those were all yesterday things. I just couldn't squeeze in. And of course, if you're listening to my Tuesday Encore edition, that was like 4 days ago now. But, you know, it is what it is, and that's what it is. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mach. A couple little pieces of business I need to get to before we wrap up the program, as we are putting a big bow on it as you are listening. Oh, I should tell you before I get to that, my background music for the duration of the evening, if you've been able to hear it, has actually been U2's song, 4th of July. So I've just, what the heck, put that on repeat and throw it in the background as we're just hanging out doing things. So between your job, your family, and other demands on your time, you know what? Life can get pretty busy. So you should actually take time for yourself, and you should schedule an eye exam today. You might be surprised to see what you've been missing. For more information, you can go to nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. This message is brought to you by the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health, and, of course, your good friends here at WRCT. Don't forget, you can go to our schedule. You can go to wrct.org and see my entire playlist. So if you missed a song, if you're listening on Friday, you're like, oh, man, I missed that. Guess what? Catch me Tuesdays from 2 to 6 here on 88.3 FM. And if you've got a suggestion for a future request, wrctrequest@gmail.com is the email. Thanks for...
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. All right, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve, host of the Deep Blues Hour. I'll be bringing you a full hour's worth of classic and traditional blues. In this hour, we're going to hear from Reverend Robert Wilkins, some pre-war blues from Memphis, from him. Also, Walter Davis with another pre-war tune from 1933. But also some fine Chess record recordings from Elmore James and Muddy Waters, two label mates that did great work up in Chicago in the 1960s. That's all coming up here in this next hour, but we're going to start off the show and this set with Lowell Fulson from his Bullseye Blues CD, came out in 1992, called Hold On. This is Crying Won't Help from Lowell Fulson on the Deep Blues Hour.
Might as well. together.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to hip-hop, reggae to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has new releases and used. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at area code 412-821-8484.
I went to work this morning, came back home, knocked on the door, my baby was gone. She left early this morning, early this morning. She left early this morning and she ain't been seen no more. Well, I walked on the highway, I walked all day, I asked everybody, had they seen my babe? She left early this morning, early this morning. She left early this morning and she ain't been seen no more. Well, I asked all the neighbors and the handyman, did she leave with my buddy or some other man? She left early this morning, early this morning. She left early this morning and she ain't been seen no more. She passed Bogalusa about the break of day. She left early this morning, early this morning. She left early this morning and she ain't been seen no more. She left early this morning, early this morning, early this morning, early this morning. She left early this morning and she ain't been seen no more.
Muddy Waters from the excellent LP, came out in 1977, called Hard Again. That was The Jealous Hearted Man from Muddy Waters. Plus, we heard from Big Al Dupree from his release, Positive Thinking. That was early this morning from Big Al. All right, up next, here's Elmore James recording on, he did all of his recording on Chess Records, but this is actually a P-Vine release out of Japan. Disc called Willie Dixon Working on the Blues Volume Number 1 features Willie Dixon as the producer, not necessarily performer of the blues. So here he is, Willie Dixon producing, Elmore James performing, and Cry For Me Baby on the Deep Blues Hour.
It's been a hard together, Johnny, baby. And I don't have to cry no more. I did wrong.
alone. I was betting on my baby, and my baby wasn't at home. One more mile ago. It's been a hard day, baby. I don't have to cry about you no more. You know they tell me every school kid. You know they often has a maid, but this woman that I'm loving, she only live in this one state. One more mile. I only got one more mile to go. Well, it's been a betting on my baby, and my baby wasn't at home. One more mile to go. It's been a hard other journey. I don't have to cry no more.
When you stop to get a shave, a haircut that's all the rave, jive with the cats and learn the news at the Boogie Woogie Bobby Shop. Get your shoes all shiny bright, your mustache trimmed just right. You hear the jukebox jump the blues at the Boogie Woogie Bobby Shop. You can't be a sharp cat looking like a thing of the past. Keep your wig in order, then you cook it with gas. When you think you've got a date, set time and get it straight. Get yourself slick for your chick at the Boogie Woogie Bobby Shop.
music from Roy Milton and the Boogie Woogie Barber Shop. That's right. That's from a collection called Specialty Legends of Boogie Woogie. Specialty Records put that out, of course. Roy Milton recorded a lot for them back in the 50s and 60s. All right, before Roy, we heard from Otis Spann from the release The Blues Never Die. I love that tune. One More Mile to Go, recorded in 1965 there by Otis Spann. All right, let's hear from Big Joe Williams next. Here he is, his release, Shake Your Boogie. This is She Left Me a Mule to Ride. Big Joe Williams on the Deep Blues Hour.
My baby left town and she left me a mule to ride. My baby left town and she left me a mule to ride. Now when the train left the station, my mule laid down and died. $20 bill. I'm gonna send my baby another greenback $20 bill. If that don't bring her back home, then I swear my shotgun will. Let me sit down in front of your door. Well, I can't come in, let me sit down in front of your door. Please, early in the morning, your good man won't never know.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association. From the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
The LNN is a fast train, also that INCN. The LNN is a fast train, also that I am seeing. If I ever leave Chicago, go ride that Sunshine Special again. LNN, LNN, bring my baby back to me. LNN, LNN, bring my baby back to me. You keep me bound down in trouble, just as long as heart can be. Don't your house look lonesome when the one that you love is gone? Don't your house look lonesome when the one that you love is gone? And you ain't got nobody just to keep a happy home.
Song entitled Token Blues from Oscar Buddy Woods right there. That's from a collection called Texas Blues Early Blues Masters from the Lone Star State, which features all kinds of great Texas musicians, Buddy Woods being one of them. There before Token Blues, we heard from Walter Davis, a 1933 recording called L&N Blues. Let Me In Your Saddle, the name of that album. The L&N is the Louisville and Nashville train line that, yes, not only connects Louisville, Kentucky, and Nashville, Tennessee, but also branches into parts of the South and the Delta as well. There, Walter Davis singing about the LNN. Up next, let's hear from R.L. Burnside, from northern Mississippi, out near Holly Springs area. Here he is from his first recordings made 1968, My Time Ain't Long, the name of the track, R.L. Burnside, here on the Deep Blues Hour.
God, whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
Come in, get this black steak soon. Oh, that must have been a bad bug. You know a chain can't bite that hard. Oh, that must have been a bad bug. You know a chain can't bite that hard. Asked my baby for 50 cents. She said, lemon ain't a child in the yard. Mama, that's all right. Mama, that's all right for you. Mama, that's all right. Mama, that's all right for you. Say, baby, that's all right. Hold it your way, you do. Mmm, tell me what's the matter, baby. I don't like no black dick, go now. Well, wonder why the black stay gone. Lord, that black stay, mama, don't run my darling home.
She walked down there. Caught the longest train she's seen. She walked down the yard, caught the longest train she's seen. Said she'd ride till the blues way off a beat. This Superland freight train running side by side. It's a bullet freight train running side by side. They done stole my rider and I guess they satisfied. They roll in the Delta, kept on easing by. They roll in the Delta, kept on easing by. No, I feel just like she said her last goodbye. Friend, she won't write, she won't telephone. Friend, she won't write, she won't telephone. Makes me bleed till my soul, my ride is all that gone. But if I had wings, friend, like no reserve. But if I had wings, friend, like no reserve. I would raise and fly, God knows where my lover was. I lay down at night, I can't sleep at all. I lay down at night, I can't sleep at all. Off a line that wondering is someone rolling in her arms. Lays my head on my pillow, friend, at these two eyes. Lays my head on my pillow, friend, at these two eyes. Take it down, lay me level, I'm getting sick and about to die.
A song there from Reverend Robert Wilkins, recorded in the 1930s, early 1930s. That was the Long Train Blues. You can find that on a disc called Masters of Memphis Blues. They're put out through JSP Records, as well as other locations, I suppose. Reverend Wilkins there. Out of Memphis. Plus, we heard from Blind Lemon Jefferson out of Central Texas. There he was with the Black Snake Moan, one of his most famous tunes. There you go, Blind Lemon Jefferson. Okay, up next, let's hear from Skip James. He put out a Vanguard record called Blues from the Delta. Here he is with She's All the World to Me from Skip James on the Deep Blues Hour.
To me, she will forever. be that little bit of girl of mine. She got two little eyes that shine so bright, two little arms that would clench me so tight, and two little lips that would kiss me goodnight. And she's still that little girl of mine. You know no one will ever know what makes me love her so. She's rubbing a little stocking feet, and she just tips across my floor. And she's all in the world to me. She does clamors upon my knee. To me, she will forever be that little girl of mine.
Your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
right, nice tune there from 1953 from Lightnin' Hopkins. That was called Lightnin' Jump from a collection called Mojo Hand, an anthology of Lightnin' Hopkins. I dig that. And that was a nice up-tempo tune there from Lightnin' Hopkins. We also heard from Mississippi John Hurt in that last set, recorded for the Library of Congress, probably back around 1963 or 4, I'd guess. That was called Rubber Dolly there from Mississippi John Hurt. A nice two-disc set called DC Blues, the Library of Congress recordings from Mississippi John Hurt. All right, coming up next here on the Deep Blues Hour, I'm going to wrap up. I guess we got just enough time for a few more tracks. We're going to hear from Snooky Pryor as well as Jimmy Witherspoon and some of his kind of jazzy blues. But first, we're going to hear from Hound Dog Taylor from down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Here he is with the 44 Blues on WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Shame. It's low down dirty, low down dirty shame. I'm in love with a married woman and I just can't call her name. She's a no good woman, don't mean no man no good. Same way if I could.
Well, baby, 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 that's all right for you. Well, baby, 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 that's all right for you. That's all right, baby, most in your way you do.
Listening in at your house, are you listening in at your car? If you want to hear good music, you don't have to go far. 88.3 is the magic number. WRCT in at the Pittsburgh area. Who say so? I say so. Who is me? Maccabi Selassie.
Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour. 60 minutes of blues coming your way right now. And in this hour, we're going to hear some fine New Orleans Barrel House piano music there from Champion Jack Dupree. Also, Jill Hill Lewis on harmonica recording for Sun Records out of Memphis, Tennessee. Big Joe Turner singing about his gal, Corrine. Plus, we'll hear from, let's say, Junior Kimbrough and his Northern Mississippi musicians, juke joint musicians there from Junior Kimbrough up in Mississippi Hill Country. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. Stick around. More music on the way at WRCT, Pittsburgh.